This is the first Sunday in Lent, and we do try to follow the lectionary to the best of our ability, although the Old Testament reading is different than what was in the lectionary. But I wanted to share that scripture with you because it kind of relates to what we're talking about in our day and time. But in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, what we call synoptic gospels, which is Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John's Gospel is more a different part. John's Gospel don't talk about much of this, but all the other three Gospels talk about the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness. Some amplified a little bit more than others, but I'll share a little bit with you about Luke's Gospel a little later. But Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, New Living Translation, talks about the temptation of Jesus. Then Jesus was led out into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted there by the devil. For 40 days and 40 nights he ate nothing and became very hungry. Then the devil came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, change these stones into loaves of bread." Red letter edition, Jesus said, "No. The scriptures say people need more than bread for their life. They must feed on every word of God." Then the devil, in a spiritual sense, took him to Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and said, "If you are the Son of God, jump off, for the scriptures say he orders his angels to protect you, and they will hold you with their hands to keep you from striking your foot on a stone." Red letter edition, Jesus said, "The scriptures also say, do not test the Lord your God." Next, the devil took him to a peak of a very high mountain and showed him every nation of the world and all their glory. "I will give it all to you if you only kneel down and worship me." Red letter edition, Jesus said, "Get out of here, Satan, for the scriptures say you must worship the Lord your God, serve him only." Then the devil went away, and the angels cared for Jesus. Look at Luke's Gospel a little later.